Blog Talk Radio.
And as they join us again to perform a very exciting tune entitled What Is Hip, taken from their latest Tower of Power album, let's do it again, Soul Train Gang, for Tower of Power.
Oh,
Good evening. I'm Tony Nix, founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children, nonprofit based here in Georgia, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Tonight's topic is ungrateful teens. Before I get to the topic, if you want to call in, the call-in number is 319-527-6740. Again, that's 319-527-6740. Also, the chat room is open. Feel free to leave any comments, and I will try to respond if I can. Also, I haven't been on in quite some time, but I heard something today that I wanted to come on and talk about this evening. I'm not going to be very long at all, you know. The topic that I've chosen, I'm quite sure this is an issue for a lot of parents. Today, I saw a video of a young lady. She was a teenager who basically was stating that her parents constantly remind her of what they do for her, and she doesn't like it, which she stated causes her to talk to other people that will listen to her. Well, this is what I got from what she said. First of all, raising teens in today's society is a daunting task. Parents have to compete with the monsters in society, the predators in society, and social media. That being said, let's go with social media. As everyone knows, there are a lot of social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, etc. And there are a lot of chat rooms on these social platforms that are filled with teens and adults. These adults, you wonder, why are they in these chat rooms with these teens? Most are predators. They portray like they're teenagers, when in actuality, they're adults. And they make comments and play on young teens' emotions. And once they reel them in, sometimes they try to arrange a meeting. Today's teens have, and I'm not going to say all teens, because no, not all teens, but a lot of teens have this attitude of entitlement. Okay? They're in these chat rooms trading bad information with one another about what their parents do, what their parents allow them to do, and what their parents don't allow them to do. Now, a lot of these teens, again, have a sense of entitlement. They want to be heard, but they don't want to listen. And as soon as they are reminded of the fact that they are being cared for, loved, protected, they get an attitude about it because of this attitude of entitlement. They believe that their parents are supposed to take care of them. And in most cases, yes. But in some cases, no. The parent could have given them up for adoption. Because parents have options today. So that being said, when they are reminded of basically who's in charge and they're not, they don't like it. Now, most of these teens that I'm talking about, again, not all teens, have phones and computers and, you know, they wear expensive sneakers, and some of the young female teenagers, you know, they're wearing the long hair, the eyelashes, the nails, and most of them are not paying for these things, okay? Their parents are paying for them. You know, they have these iPhones, which is a very, very expensive phone, and they have a sense of entitlement of having these things, you know? Their attitude shows no gratitude at all. And they have no clue of how blessed they are because they're in these chat rooms telling each other a lot of bad information, sharing a lot of bad information. And then, you know, there's the conversation of, well, my parents do this for me and they allow me to do that. And a lot of times that stuff isn't true. Okay, being a parent today and raising teens in a society that is really, really just off the chain, okay, you and I know that, these teens don't have a clue on what it is to be a parent in today's society. Protecting them from themselves, from others who would do them harm, providing for them clothing, food, and a roof over their head, they don't have a clue. Parents work very hard to provide for their teens and their children. Some work two jobs. Some parents are single. Some teens have two parents in the home and don't know how blessed they are to have that because their mindsets are so twisted, they have this sense of entitlement. Like the things that they have, they're supposed to have. Though they don't pay for nothing. They don't pay any of the bills, you know, because very few teens with this type of attitude work. Okay, now there's a whole lot of other teens who do work. And they pay little bills like their phone bill, you know, or let's say for females, you know, they want to get their nails done. They want to get their hair done, you know, they want to buy clothes. Okay, and with the males, you know, they want clothes, you know, and kind of get their hair, you know, their hair done, whatever hairstyle they're wearing, okay, which I think is good, you know, because by working and buying your own teaches you some financial responsibility, especially when you have to pay your phone bill. You know, that has to be paid on time or no phone. Or if you're on a payment plan, you got to pay that or no service or no phone. But then we have these other teams who are not paying for anything. Nothing, you know. It's so bad, they're not even paying attention. But they have this sense of entitlement. These same teams will act like they're grown up and don't have a clue of what it is to be a grown up. They don't have the maturity. They don't know anything about responsibility. They don't know anything about sacrifice. Not a clue. They just want, want, want. And when they were reminded by their parents about how good they have it, they don't want to hear that. Because in their mind, the parents are supposed to do that for them. Really. You know, I'm a parent. I'm a single parent. And I have a teen. And I'm a pretty good provider. And I know all the extras that my teen has, I don't have to provide. As long as she has clothes on her back, food in her stomach, and a roof over her head, and my protection, and my love, that's all she needs. All the other extras that she has that I pay for, I don't have to do that. And neither do the parents of these selfish behind teens. You know, are we not teaching our teens how to be grateful? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the problem. But then again, if we can be teaching them that, but at the same time, we're battling against the bad information that they're getting from outside sources, which makes raising them a daunting task. Teens today, their mindsets all over the place, blinded by a lot of distractions. And materialism is one of them, you know. I see how some of our young ladies dress today, and, you know, for me, it's a little too grown, especially if you're 13, 14, 15, you know, and you're looking like, you know, you work at the strip club or something, you know, that's not a good look. You know, that's not a good look, but society tells you it's okay. It's not okay. And when parents speak on that, you want to be upset. Well, that's a parent's job, to protect you from you, to help you see what you don't see. And you need to be appreciative of that. But no, you would rather rebel. You know, well, stuff like, well, Shaquita's doing it. Well, so what? That's what Shaquita's parents allow. Your parents don't allow that. They said no. It's not that they're trying to keep you from living or keep you from being fashionable. There's a way that you can look where you're not looking like an appetizer for a predator, because there's predators in this world. There's monsters in this world that we live in today's society. You know, sex trafficking is still going on big time. They may not be talking about it that much, but it's happening, you know, and they use all kind of methods to get to you. And social media is one of the methods that they use. They go right in them chat rooms and chat right along with you. And as soon as you start griping about your parents, and your parents don't do this, and your parents won't allow that, they're going to jump right on it. And the next thing you know, they're in your thread. And y'all are chit-chatting back and forth. and they got you. They're looking for someone like you, that ungrateful teenager, the teenager who has a sense of entitlement. You know, a lot of these teenagers are disrespectful, want to say what they want to their parents, and their parents ain't having it. Then the first thing they want to say is, oh, my parent doesn't listen to me. No, it's not that your parent don't listen to you. You're disrespectful. Know your place. Know your place. You're not grown. You're not grown. Know your place. But society has you believing you can do and say what you want. No, you can't. No, you can't. You think that society is going to take care of you if your parents put you in the system because you don't know how to act in the home? They're just going to shuffle you around. That's what the system is going to do. They have broken up a home, and they got you. And they're going to send you all over the place. Group homes, foster homes. And guess what? While you're going through the system, the group homes and the foster homes, you're going to wish to God you was at home with your mom and dad. That's what a lot of teenagers go through. Some have to learn the hard way, you know, and some don't. Some get it. Some get it. Truly get it. They'll be, look, I got a good mom and dad, or mom or dad. I'm grateful to have them in my life. I'm grateful for the care and love and protection they give me. But then you got you other teens who, y'all are selfish and very self-centered. You know, don't want to do nothing, probably behind in school, don't help around the house, you know, always griping if you're asked to do something. You know, how dare you? Because when you want something, you don't gripe. You know how to be nice to ask for it. So how dare you get an attitude when something is asked of you? Yeah, you, if you're listening. I got more. But first, I want to take a break. And I'll be back shortly.
My name is Kimberly, and I'm the founder and president of Black America Cares. We're committed to addressing the economic and social needs of our community. We want to help create a world where individuals and families are not destroyed due to a temporary financial hardship. To learn more about who we are and what we do, visit our website at www.blackamericacares.org. Together, let's be a part of the change that our communities need.
From the creator of War for Your Soul comes a new series, Greatness 5. Feeling your history. Greatness 5 is guaranteed to make you feel history. Feeling your history. You can feel the history on YouTube or Facebook. Subscribe now.
And I'm back. I'm Tony Nix, your host, founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. It's a nonprofit based here in Georgia. I'm an advocate against gun violence. Right now, I'm in the process of putting together a website, and I have a few things that I'm working on, and I'm definitely putting together a coming out event here in Lawrenceville, Georgia. And if you need to reach me, you can send me an email. That's at eie.saveourchildren@gmail.com. Okay, if you're listening and you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6740. That's 319-527-6740. Again, chat room is open. Feel free to leave your comments. I don't really anticipate any callers or any comments because I just put this episode together about 20 minutes ago. Okay, so back to what I was talking about. Ungrateful teens, okay? When an ungrateful teen who's always beefing about their parents, who do you call when you're in trouble? Excuse me. Who do you call when you're in trouble? Do you call your friend on social media? I doubt it. First person you're going to call is mom and dad. Come get me. I'm in trouble. Help mom and dad, or mom or dad. And then you can be gotten out of trouble and still will have the same attitude you had. I guess in your mind is they're supposed to get me out of trouble. They don't have to. They don't have to. You're arrested for whatever, locked up. They don't have to come and get you. They can let you sit there. But some of you believe, oh, they wouldn't do that. Oh, yes, they will. Especially if you need to learn a lesson. They will leave you right there. And who can blame them? Look at the kind of teenager you are. Think about that. Teens today see what they see and hear what they hear. And a lot of what they see and hear is not good. Especially if you're a teen of color, you know. Believe it or not, the system is designed for you to fail. It is designed for you not to listen to your parents and for you to listen to one another. This is not by coincidence. It's a plan. You know, and social media is one of the biggest culprits. One of the biggest culprits. You know, I go on social media. I see what goes on. TikTok. You know, a lot of craziness. And a lot of this craziness is taken serious by you guys. You know, you think it's cute. You have these insane challenges on the internet, on these social platforms that a lot of you will actually try, you know. Like, I saw one, you know. I mean, what person with any kind of sanity would try this? It's like pour something flammable on a part of your body and light it, you know. What's fun about that? That's insane. You know, and I've seen some other challenges that teens have tried. And I'm saying to myself, why? Why? Excuse me again. The reason why is these teams lack critical thinking skills. You know, or we want to perform the challenge, video it, and place it on social media. For what? For likes. I want likes. So let me see how many likes I'm going to get if I do something insane. You know, and most ungrateful teens need attention. They need attention. You know, girls need more attention from the boys. The boys need more attention from the girls. You know, so they will go to the extremes for likes. You know, and the predators on these social platforms, they play on that. And they pretend to be girls, or they pretend to be boys. And they reel you in. And you trust them and believe them and call them your friends. Really, you don't know what's on the other side of that screen, on your cell phone or computer. You don't know. You're assuming that this person is okay. And they can be very, very convincing. Especially when you're trashing your parents. The people who take care of you, who love you unconditionally. You need to start being more grateful and cherish what you have. Because if they're gone, what would you do? Ask yourself, what would you do? All of a sudden, mom and dad's gone. Or mom is gone. Or dad is gone. What would you do? What are you going to do? Well, I can go to grandma. What are you going to drive her crazy? Because she's not going to put up with you for so long. I mean, can you get your friend's address on social media and go to their house? I doubt it. And if you do get an address to go, it's probably a setup, because when you get there, who you think that is going to be there isn't going to be there. It's going to be somebody else. So, ungrateful teens, this is my message for you. Learn to be grateful. And not to take for granted how good you have it in your home. If your parent is not listening to you, maybe you should pause and think, well, why aren't they listening to me? Well, it could be a couple of reasons. Maybe they've heard what you said before, and they've already committed. And maybe they're tired of hearing it over and over again. Or maybe answer that you have gotten, you don't want. You want the answer that you want. And 9 times out of 10, the answer you want is not the right answer. You have to learn to listen in order to understand. Because if you're always talking, obviously you're not listening. And I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all are talking and not listening. You have this mindset of you're grown and you're only 15, 16, even 17. Still living at home. Not living a grown person's life. See, because a grown person has their own. Most grown folks have their own. They call their own shots. You're are teens. You can't do that. And a lot of you don't like that. You want to be free to do as you please, when and where. And that's just not the way it goes. And this is very hard to understand. I don't care what you saw, what you've seen, rather, or what you've heard. Because if you believe in that, you're a fool. You're a fool. Parents love their children. They don't look at you as burdens. They look at you as the future. They want to help mold you into a great man or woman. They're not here to cater to your whining, because that's what you're doing. You're whining. That's not what parents do. Parents parent. And being a parent in today's society, again, is not easy. It's a daunting task. Media, social media, monsters and predators. It's your parents are loving you and protecting you and caring for you, helping you to get your education, helping you to fulfill your adulthood dreams. You need to respect that. Not act like a selfish behind two-year-old, because that's what a lot of y'all do. You want to start whining. You want to be disrespectful. And then, you know, you can push your parent, but only so far. Yes, I know we have child abuse laws, child protective services, things of that nature. But I would suggest you don't push that parent too far. I strongly suggest that, because you will regret it. Because a parent that's working hard and giving it their all has a breaking point. And just like pressure burst pipes, you don't want to keep pushing your parent. Regardless of the child abuse laws and child protective services, you must remember, parents are human. They can get very angry. They can pop. And you will regret it. Because some of you ungrateful teens can be really unruly. Really unruly. And you think you're untouchable. Well, that's not true. It's not true at all. Thinking like that can cause you a problem that you do not want. So I suggest, you do not push your parent too far. You need to watch your mouth, and you need to be respectful. That's not hard. Remember, you don't take care of nobody. You can't take care of yourself. It's a beautiful thing to go home and have a bed to get into. A refrigerator full of food. Nice clothes to put on your back. It's a beautiful thing. So I say it's time to do better. It's time to do better. Because if not, it's going to be really rocky for you. Really, really rocky. You know, I hear a lot of you say, oh, I can't wait till I'm grown. Really? Well, what are you going to do when you get grown? because you're acting like you know what it is to be grown now. And you really don't have a clue what it is to be grown. So maybe it's time for you to shut your mouth and listen. You know? Maybe it's time for you to do that. You know, maybe it's time for you to stop thinking you're supposed to have your way about everything. Because that's not the case. That's not reality. You know? Yeah, I know there's a lot of punk parents out there who allow this mess. But then there's parents like me who don't play that. And some of y'all got parents like that who don't play that. But you still want to try. You can't do it this way. You're going to try that way. And it still don't work. And when it still don't work, you're this little angry individual. Because you're not getting your way. Well, shame on you. Shame on you. I'm going to take a break. Be right back.
Hey, Queenie. Girl, you've done it again. Constantly raising the bar for all of us and doing it flawlessly. When you've come to learn that all that I have learned, one thing remains, being true to yourself is the key. Knowing your roots and where you come from is also key.
Young black women, you are more than your thighs and your hips. You are beautiful, strong, powerful. I want more from you. Take your place. Young black men, take your place. We need you. Your sons and daughters need you. Understand what I just said? You were sold off and had no choice. Yes, but now it's time to stay. Take your place. Now. Starting now. Starting now.
I'm back. Before I go, again, Tony Nix, founder and CEO of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. I'm an advocate against gun violence. Gun violence are killing our young teens and young adults on a daily basis, with no end in sight, and with no help from the government. So, it's up to me and folks like myself to try to rein in those that we can save. And we can't save a lot. We can only save a few because this has gone on too long. Too long. You know, this pandemic has been going on for decades. And we allowed it to spread. And it keeps spreading. You know, weapons are getting into our teens' hands, they have no value for life, and they're killing each other. You know, young men, young women, you know, are piling up, and those who don't die wind up in prison for life, and folks like myself, we have to put in measures of prevention. We must promote the value of life. This kill or be killed mindset is depopulating our communities of color. And we have to become more sensitive instead of becoming more insensitive to this daily occurrence. You know, and I'm here to help in any way I can. Because I used to be you guys. Yeah, I used to be you guys. I understand the mindset. Who cares? Who doesn't care? Who I want to listen to? Who I don't want to hear it from? I get it. I get it. You know, if I'm not robbing and stealing, how am I going to live? What else am I supposed to do? Well, there are answers. And one of the answers is choices. You always have a choice, believe it or not. Don't sell yourself that lie that you don't have a choice, because you do. Because you do. Fast life means a quick ending. And I believe some of you would like to live a very long time, which won't happen if you keep living by the gun. So that is what my mission is, to prevent any more death by the gun. I'm calling out on folks who have skills and what I'm talking about to step up and help. And let's save our children's lives, because truly enough is enough. You turn on the TV, there it is, right in front of you. First four or five stories. Us killing us. And it's the innocents, the babies, the grandmoms, and the aunties who are just minding their business. But were shot. And they didn't do anything wrong or didn't deserve it. This has got to come to an end. Today's generation is very violent. Very violent. I've never seen anything like this. Still, I understand it. I do understand it. But we must put more prevention in place. We've got to meet you where you're at, and I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to listen to you. And hopefully you'll listen to me. Because I got some answers. I got some solutions. The first thing I'm going to let you know is you got a choice to live or die. You must ask yourself, which one do you want? So before I end, again, my topic was ungrateful teens. I hope what I've said will help someone, help a teen who's confused, who don't get it. You're being set up and you're falling for the bait. And I'm here to tell you to be aware of who you talk to and what you listen to. Because everything that seems good ain't good for you. So until I come on the next time, think about what I've said. I already shared my email address. I'll share it again. It's eie.saveourchildren@gmail.com. Or if you would like to call, leave a message. That's 770-899. Excuse me. 5746. 770-899-5746. If you do not get me, please leave a brief message and a way to contact you, and I will as soon as I can. But in the meantime, thank you for listening. I'm about to get out of here. And no one told you they loved you today. God does, and so do I. And be a believer of no violence. Because the sooner we have no violence, the sooner we will know peace. That's K-N-O-W, deuces. Stay blessed. You'll hear from me soon. Good night.
Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.